21 days into the month of September, and on the last official day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, we welcome you to CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, back in our home studio. Outside the U.S. Supreme Court, memorials appeared over the weekend. They were in remembrance of Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away last Friday at the age of 87. In the Supreme Court's announcement of her death, Chief Justice John Roberts said America has lost a jurist of historic stature and that the Supreme Court has lost a cherished colleague. Justice Ginsburg had been battling pancreatic cancer since 2009. She'd served on the High Court since 1993 when she was nominated by President Bill Clinton. Ginsburg was the second woman to serve on the court. Before that, she'd worked as a law clerk, a law professor, a U.S. Appeals Court judge, and a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union. Women's rights was a deeply important issue to the Associate Justice.
In my lifetime, I expect to see 3, 4, perhaps even more women on the High Court bench. Women not shaped from the same mold, but of different complexions. I surely would not be in this room today without the determined efforts of men and women who kept dreams of equal citizenship alive.
In recent years, Ginsburg served as the most senior member of the High Court's liberal justices. She took a liberal position in her votes on a number of controversial issues, from abortion to immigration to health care. But Ginsburg also shared a close friendship with Associate Justice Antonin Scalia, who was known for his conservative positions until his death in 2016. At that time, there was a political controversy over Justice Scalia's replacement, and it seems history is repeating itself ahead of the process to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, serve